my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 353, A Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Sit with that for a moment. Don't let it rush past like a familiar line you've heard before. Let it settle. Isaiah is describing a people who walked in darkness, not visited it, not passed through it on the way to somewhere better. Walked in it. It was the only ground beneath their feet, the only world they knew. And what stops me here is this. They didn't know the full extent of their own darkness. When you've never seen the light, you don't know how deep the dark runs. That's what the prophet is saying about us before Christ, lost and unaware of just how lost we were. And then something happens. The turning point doesn't come from inside them. The text doesn't say the people found a way out, that they gathered their strength, that they made some heroic decision. It says they saw. It says the light came. The great light came to them. And that is the heartbeat of grace. It always runs in that direction. From God toward us. Not from us toward God. You did not illuminate yourself. You were illuminated. Centuries after Isaiah wrote those words, Matthew opens the account of Jesus beginning his ministry in Galilee and quotes this very verse, because the prophet was pointing to someone all along. The great light has a name. It has a face. It has scars on its hands. It is Jesus. Not a concept of light, not a religious metaphor. Him, the light who entered the world. And look at how the prophet describes what that light does. It shone. Shining is the movement of dawn. It doesn't ask permission. It doesn't wait for an invitation. It doesn't negotiate with the night. The sun simply rises, and the darkness has nowhere left to go. That is how Jesus moves. He does not debate with the dark places in your life. He enters them, and they scatter. Where he is present, darkness cannot hold its ground. And tell me, where does Isaiah say this light shone? In a land of deep darkness. The Hebrew underneath that phrase is shadow of death, the most hopeless place a human mind can assess. Picture, the place where hope stops showing up, and it is precisely there that the light came, not to the comfortable places, not to the people who already had it together, to the bottom, to the deepest dark, no corner of your life, no chapter you think has gone too far, lies beyond the reach of Christ. Not one. So today, this calls for more than a feeling. It calls for an act. Before breakfast, think of one person. Just one. Someone you know who is walking through a dark season right now. An illness, a loss, a weight you've seen them carry. And send them a short message. You don't need to have the right words. You don't need to fix anything. Just write, I'm thinking of you. I'm praying for you. That's it. You carry a little of the light you've been given into someone else's darkness. That is how light spreads, person to person, presence to presence. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.